You're listening to SBS News.
Cameroon and Serbia will both beat it in their first match. They won't be able to afford another loss. How do you think they'll go?
Yeah, exactly right. Very, very difficult once you lose that opening game to experience another defeat without going out of the competition. And I believe whoever loses will be out of the competition. Regardless of the other result, we're going to take for granted that probably Brazil will win. I think Serbia will triumph in this game. Cameroon were okay in their first game against Switzerland, as were Serbia. But I just think that Serbia have got a few more weapons than Cameroon have, and they'll triumph in these games.
South Korea held Uruguay to a draw in the opening match. What have you made of their performance so far, and how do you think they'll fare up against Ghana?
Yeah, look, South Korea were very good, in my opinion, against Uruguay. I thought, in the end, a 0-0 was perhaps a deserved result from both sides because Uruguay had their chances as well. South Korea still, you could say, smarting a little bit, the fact that even though they had such a great result last World Cup against Germany in that last game, they didn't go through to the knockout stages. So they'll be targeting this game as a game that they should get 3 points. In terms of Ghana, coming back to what we were saying just now about Cameroon and Serbia, they can't lose this game. They lose this game, they know that they're out. They lost 3-2, obviously, in their opening game against Portugal. So they'll be given everything. But with all the upsets that we've had in this tournament, and especially from the teams who have lost heavily in the first game, if you look at Costa Rica, Iran, and how well they've come back in the second game, I mean, to be fair, you know, Ghana didn't suffer a defeat like that. So it's going to be very, very difficult for South Korea. So I think this game may end in a draw.
Brazil and Switzerland are going to clash tomorrow morning. They both won their games. But can the South Americans win another one?
I think they're going to go into this game as heavy favourites. Of course, 4 years ago, they played each other as well. Switzerland, a very difficult team to play against. And recently in tournaments, they've showed their wiles, if you like, by getting to the knockout stages. This will be a far more difficult game than a lot of people are predicting. Of course, Neymar is out. It looks as though he's going to be out for not only this game, but for the final group game as well. I wouldn't be surprised if Switzerland got a draw in this game.
And Portugal and Uruguay, they played each other in 2018 in Russia.
They
Uruguay
did.
Uruguay won that one.
Yeah.
Do you think Portugal can redeem themselves this time?
Well, I was just about to say that. Because that was huge, a huge result for them. And I think that gives a lot of determination. And we'll see that as well in a few of the other games that are coming up with teams that have played each other, either in World Cups or Euros, and the results going the other way. I think that Portugal have got an exceptional side, a side that can win this. And in Cristiano Ronaldo, obviously, there's much heralded interview that he did beforehand, and now we obviously they've come to an arrangement with Manchester United to go their separate ways. I think he's got a lot to prove, not only to the rest of the world, but to himself as well. And so I'm expecting Portugal, like I said, to take revenge and to win this game.